and I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon has now reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. Days after that strike, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley, had said that it was in fact a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist, calling it a righteous strike. But later, a Pentagon investigation shows that it was something different. Now, General Frank McKenzie, who heads the U.S. Central Command, says that the strike was a tragic mistake, going on to say that the military did, in fact, believe at the time that it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport. Now, he says, they assess that it's unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISK or a direct threat to U.S. forces. It was a final strike of America's longest war. And now McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Advisors of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending a widespread use of the third Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. It was a vote of 16-2 against a third dose. It's a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carrillo says that they need more data. He says they need to target the boosters right now, but specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and that's the older population and the immune compromised. The advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses for now in the general population. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France said late Friday that it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after Australia scrapped a big French conventional submarine purchase in favor of a nuclear sub built by U.S. technology. It was the first time ever France has called its ambassador to the United States, according to the French Foreign Ministry. The foreign minister said in a written statement that the French decision on request from President Emmanuel Macron is justified by the exceptional seriousness of the announcements made by Australia and the United States. U.S. Capitol Police said that they are ready to respond if Saturday's rally in support of the January 6 rioters turned violent. The time was near a new Capitol Police chief appointed after the deadly insurrection in January. That left law enforcement outpowered and battered. And the chief, Tom Manger, says that they're not taking any chances this time, with intelligence chatter suggesting violence could be on the minds of demonstrators, even with personal threats. He said that they've had a number of threats specific to members of Congress. Congress is now not in session. The National Guard is being deployed, and the Capitol and other key buildings are again protected with fencing. Thousands of Haitian migrants assembled under and around a bridge in a small Texas border town as chaos unfolded, presenting the Biden administration with a new challenge as it tries to manage large numbers of asylum seekers who have been reaching U.S. soil. Haitians crossed the Rio Grande freely and in a steady stream going back and forth between the United States and Mexico through knee-deep water and some parents carrying small children on their shoulders. Unable to buy supplies in the United States, they returned briefly to Mexico for food and cardboard to settle temporarily at least under or near a bridge in Del Rio, a city of 35,000 that has been severely strained by migrant flows in recent months. The Dutch defense minister has resigned on Friday after her handling of the Afghan evacuation crisis, now in a widening scandal that has also claimed the job of the foreign minister. The Dutch foreign minister resigned on Thursday after no confidence votes in parliament over the government's failure to evacuate some Afghans and for missing signs of imminent Taliban takeover. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.